The next patient is Douglas Sugar. The last name is S-H-U-G-A-R. Douglas, D-U-G-L-A-S. 84-year-old male patient of Dr. Medinzi that is referred to this practice for evaluation of the kidney function, period. It has been noticed deterioration of the kidney function lately, period. The patient has a history of benign prostatic hypertrophy that has been attended at his own state in Michigan while he was on vacation in Arizona and down here in Florida. Is well established. The patient has increased frequency, decreased strength in the urinary stream, and the sensation that he has an empty the urinary bladder, period. Contributory factors in the past include the presence of a pituitary tumor that was excised at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit. More than 20 years ago. The patient has been taken after the excision, prednisone, and levothyroxine. Comma. He has a history of hemochromatosis that was treated with phlebotomies until a few months back. And all of a sudden, the patient is with a hemoglobin that is around 12, and the ferritin is back to normal levels, period. He has a history of gastroesophageal reflux disease as well as arterial hypertension and hyperlipidemia, period. He has been exposed to amoxicillin and also to the administration of Bactrim DS. Those could be contributory factors to the kidney insufficiency. In summary, we have a patient that has CKD stage 3B that could be related to nephrosclerosis associated to aging process, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and obstruction. We have to include the side effect of the medications, specifically Bactrim. Period. The patient is going to try to reestablish the appointment with Dr. Arciola that was canceled yesterday. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A, period. Number two. Pituitary insufficiency, status post surgery. The patient is on replacement therapy for the thyroid and prednisone as it has been functioning well. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension in the past. At the present time, blood pressure is 139 over 71. Following number, a history of hyperlipidemia, period. Of note is the presence of abdominal ultrasound. That shows the kidneys of normal size, not increased echogenicity, no evidence of obstruction. This abdominal ultrasound also noticed the presence of cholelithiasis that so far has been asymptomatic. We are in the plan, we are going to advise the patient to keep the appointment with the urologist, Dr. Arciola. A written request was given to the patient. Continue taking the tamsulosin. Continue taking the same medications as established before the appointment. And we are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. Dr. Medici, thanks for the kind referral. I am going to keep you posted with the progress. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.